For the past decade, our teams have been working incredibly hard to make some big and much-needed changes in how we develop leaders while at work. I challenge you to forge your own path in your own leadership evolution. Consider one that makes the lives of people around you in the business better by building more purpose-driven leaders and relationships with your teams. We need to build leaders who truly care about those they see and engage each and every day. We invite you to hear more about our own leadership and cultural journey, and the impactful stories will surely resonate with you and your teams.
Welcome to the Built to Lead podcast. This is Edgar Cabello, one of the leadership directors at Lippert, and I'm glad to have with me today Jeff Colon, one of our leaders at Plant 58 in Elkhart. Jeff, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for carving out a little bit of time to talk about some cool stuff that's happening in your world, man. Sure, so thanks. I'd love to be able to get started with like how this whole thing started for you at Lippert. Like, I know that you're one of our leaders in our awnings department here, which has grown astronomically here in recent days. But give me a little bit of understanding about what that means for you and how awnings became part of your life and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, so my life prior to Lippert was awning related too. So I worked for another company, the Bill Awnings. So I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years.
Wow.
Kind of. So yeah, I came on to Lippert in the very beginning of awnings. So, you know, unlike a lot of business units in Lippert, we didn't buy awnings. We just started it from scratch.
Okay.
And designed our own awning. So I spent a lot of my early days in R&D, helping them with, you know, hanging awnings and prototyping and figuring out how the heck we were going to do this.
Sure.
So, but yeah, you know, I think the first 6 months, I spent in a small little office just dreaming about what this was going to become and
learning about sewing machines.
About sewing machines and YouTubing, fabrics and all kinds of different things. But yeah, very exciting. To see where it was and what it's grown into.
Yeah, 20 years. That's a lot of fabric, man.
It is a lot of fabric. There's a lot of RVs out there with awnings I made.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, gosh, that's really cool. So you came to us through another company, had some awnings experience, but in recent days here, like this thing has grown, like I said, just leaps and bounds. So help me understand, like, what was it like before and what's it like these days?
Yeah, it started with Bob Plunsner and I, you know, like I said, sitting around in a small room dreaming, scheming, I think is what you would call it.
Right.
How are we going to do this? But yeah, so we had one teammate when we started, and she would cut fabric and sew it and do all the whole thing. And it's funny because I think the first awning we ever made, we cut it and then carried it across the street to a different building that had sewing machines. And then we unfolded this giant 20-foot piece of fabric, and then we got eight other teammates that could hold the fabric from each corner and edge. And ran it through a sewing machine slowly as we all held on to it. That's kind of how our awning division
early automation.
Started. Yes. To now, which, you know, we have automatic cutters and all kinds of different stuff to make that easier. But yeah, it started small, and it started with, you know, a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication and a lot of long hours and a lot of hopes and dreams. And it's been pretty cool to see how it all came out.
And a handful of people, right?
Yeah.
Just a handful. And to where now we're looking at how many teammates?
Yeah, so there are well over 300 teammates. Wow. on two different shifts making awnings now. You know, our current run rate is 2,500 awnings a day.
Per day.
Far from the one awning that
That's
we
That's a lot of awnings, man. Like,
it's a ton.
Where do 2,500 awnings go?
That's a great question. They're making a lot of RVs out there.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
The world has changed. RVs are popular.
Man, I'm telling you what, it is the mobile office of choice these days.
Yes, absolutely.
So, really interesting. So, like, you've seen crazy growth here, man, but, like, you've got, I think you were telling me, almost 11 years with Lippert. I often ask people that join me on this show, like, tell me a little bit about what it used to be like and what it is like.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, when I was younger, we didn't lead people. We mostly managed people.
Okay.
I guess that's cool.
What's the difference between
that's what we called it.
Okay.
The word, first of all, the difference is the word. We didn't use lead at all.
Yeah.
I was a manager, and I was managing people, and I gave them orders, and I told them what to do, and they better do it.
Okay.
But Not a lot of thought into the people and the teammates and the caring for them and making sure they're taken care of and, yeah. and that side of things. But, you know, especially in the last 5 or 6 years here at Lippert, you know, the culture has just changed tremendously. And it starts with the core values and the caring about people and everyone matters stuff. But really it's leading people,
yeah.
not just talking numbers and pushing production and, you know, all that fun stuff that we get to do anyway. But
for sure,
the important thing and the thing that's changed is that now we're focused on leading and growing. And I think these days, as being a plant manager, that's more of my purpose yeah. and my role
yep.
is to lead and grow new leaders.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if that's, you know, challenging for some folks that are here listening to a conversation like this, because I think a lot of times we say like, you could do one at the expense of the other or the other at the expense of the one. So it's either leading people or running a business, but actually you got to do both of those things.
Yes. Yep. You have to do both. You know, the business is there. That's yep. why we're here, right? We're here to make money and the business is very important, but you have to be intentional about it. I use the word intentional a lot.
Okay.
My leaders probably get sick of me saying it, but it's so important. If you go about things unintentionally, you know, it's not, you know, you're not driving action and you're going to have trouble succeeding.
Absolutely.
Unless you're setting intentional goals and working towards something. So I use that word a lot. And that intentionality of how we grow people and how we invest in them is super important. So setting aside time,
yeah.
you know, even though we are all very busy, to intentionally take the time to grow and lead people is a must. And yeah. it has to happen. And that's what's happened here at Lippert. Like, hey guys, it's expected now,
right.
you
yeah.
know, that we,
yeah.
that we do things like that. And it's just been such a positive change.
Hey, this is Dr. Amber Selking, Vice President of Leadership and Culture here at Lippert. And I'd like to formally invite you to join us at the Purpose Summit 2022 to be held at the University of Notre Dame, May 17th, 18th, and 19th. Please check out all the details on our website at www.thepurposesummit.com, where you can find information on everything, including our amazing speaker lineup, including Frank Cooper, the Chief Marketing Officer from BlackRock, Matt Breitfelder, the Global Talent Officer for Apollo Wealth Management, and our very own CEO, Jason Lippert. Join us and other leaders from around the world to engage in this critical conversation and movement to make business a force for good in the world.
I think it's hard for people to wrap their head around that idea that you would actually intentionally take time to do the things that you do. Like, well, just for maybe by some description, by percentage, like how much time is spent like just really working on your leaders or your leadership and that aspect of what your responsibilities are? I don't know. Just throw something. I'm kind of curious.
You got to work around the schedule, right?
Okay.
But yeah. but definitely, you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. So it's super important that you set that time aside yeah. every day. I make sure I'm doing it every single day.
Okay, I got you.
That's something that, along with intentionality, is that you should be every single day, you should be working towards whatever you're aiming for.
Yeah.
Don't let a day pass.
Right.
You're going backwards.
That's good.
You're going backwards if you do that. So every single day I've got a little time slotted away. It's either a one-on-one with somebody or it's watching a YouTube video on leadership and growing myself.
Sure.
But yeah, every single day.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and call that 100% because like it's 100% of your work life, you know, at least you're giving attention to, and that's a great way to answer that question, frankly, because I know it's probably different from day to day in terms of like how much actual time you give to it, but it's the intentionality of devoting time to it, which I can certainly appreciate, man. I know, you know, it's, you described your first hire. So it's you and Bob, and then that first person that came in that was yeah. sewing and trying some things out while you were scheming. And then there was the 8 people that we talked about that helped carry that thing across the street, which there's some built-in dangers to those too, but that idea. But now we're talking about 300 people, man. Like, that's a lot of responsibility. And I know not all of those people, like, directly report to you because you have leaders that you lead. Mm-hmm. But what's that like? That's a big team. Like that's bigger than a lot of businesses out there.
Yeah, it is. You know, it starts with that time set aside, and then taking your leaders that are out there, your MMs and your group leaders, and working with them on how they can get better at their jobs, right? Which, in my opinion, is to lead the people that are underneath them. You know, and the more that they invest into their people, and the more I invest into them, the better things work out. Yeah. So, 300 people is a lot of people, it is a challenge.
Yep.
No doubt about it. But you get the right people in the right places, and you lead them up, and you show them the way, and leading by example. And, you know, like I said before, is that, you know, you're constantly learning.
Yeah.
You're constantly learning how to be better, and we do that, you know, as a group, and it almost makes the job fun at times when you take all the other stuff out of it, all the numbers and all the, you know, the stress and the deliveries and all the things that you're doing all day, and take time to focus on each other.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So I know you kind of had a turn the lights on moment not too long ago, some months back. I wonder if you would just describe that, like describe the setting and then kind of the message and what happened between your ears, so to speak.
Well, it really started with you sitting down and discussing leadership. And then along the lines, we had a meeting with Jason Lippert, and it was kind of a managers at my level meeting and just talking about leadership. And Jason's number one topic was the leadership action plan. Mm-hmm. And as he talked about it, you could feel his passion about it.
Yeah, it's still on top of his list, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But, you know, it's not just that it was inspiring, and it was. Yeah. It was super inspiring to hear him talk about it and to hear his passion, but it really was like you said, the light bulb came on. You know, a leadership action plan to me before this meeting was a piece of paper that, you know, I wrote my goals down on, and I pinned it up on my dartboard or my my whiteboard. And it sat there, and I looked at it every once in a while when I glanced that way. But, you know, really, we talk about it here, and we did it, and we filled them out, and we thought about it, but we didn't do anything intentionally about it.
Sure.
We did not take it into our own hands to actually say, look, what are we doing with that card?
Yep.
Right. We got the card.
Yep.
But what are we doing with it?
So that's right.
After that meeting, I have a 45-minute drive home, and, you know, instead of jamming the music like usual, I just thought about this leadership action plan and how could it affect my team, and how, you know, how could I be a better leader?
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like I had a tool here that I could use to do that now. And so,
and we had not just introduced this thing to your point earlier, right? Like it had been out there some, but something new happened that
years,
day.
Years, years. Right? I've had a leadership action plan on my whiteboard for years without much thought into it,
right,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure there are people out there that use them all the time and do the right thing. But for me, it clicked that day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that 45-minute drive home, that's all I did was just kind of think about how I could use that leadership action plan and make my leaders better by using it.
I remember right after that meeting, you sent me an email, and you're just like, I got this idea that I want to start to, you know, implement with my team. And I knew you were pretty jazzed about, like, whatever it was that you dreamed up on that 45-minute drive. And then we sat down, it was probably within days of that meeting, you started to unpack that for me. And I was really taken by your passion, man. I mean, I've known you for a little bit, but I had not seen you like that before. So that was kind of new for me. What was the thing, man? Like, what's this thing that you've, and I know you're got some momentum now and it's in motion and so forth, but what happened?
Yeah. So after I had that 45-minute drive, you know, I took all those ideas the next day. It's one of those, you know, I rolled out of bed excited about it, you know, right, like, okay, I got to get to work because I got to get these thoughts down. And really it's just, I realized that I wasn't leading as well as I could have.
Wow.
And that a lot of years of experience in managing, but what leading am I doing? And I was doing some, but not to the extent that I wanted to be. And that really clicked with me that I needed to step up my game and do some things differently. So, you know, immediately I got leadership action plans from you, and I went to work, and basically my plan was is that I would start meeting with teammates one-on-one.
Yep.
And having discussions about their goals and their dreams and their, you know, the things that they want to accomplish. And the one-on-ones were really exciting. Talking about people's dreams and goals is you know, people want to talk about that
for
stuff.
Sure.
Even if they're shy and they don't talk much, once you get into that kind of stuff, people get excited, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're passionate about. That's why they're living, right? To achieve these things. So it was always very exciting. I'd get done telling the story. You know, I had a meeting with Jason Lippert, and this is what came out of it. And then, you know, they would get excited, and I would challenge them to write down their goals, personally and work related.
Yeah.
And there was always just, it seemed like, you know, a spark was created there away.
Right.
You know, and so the one-on-ones were great, and then we evolved into group meetings. So I think we had 6 or 7. Teammates that had gone through one-on-ones, and I got them all together on a Friday afternoon, and we all talked about our goals, and everybody just, you know, really got excited about it.
Yeah.
Everybody was listening to everybody else's goals and objectives, and you know, the funny thing is that everybody's in the same boat.
Huh.
I wouldn't have thought that. But really, I mean, we're all living here in small town Indiana.
Yep.
We all face the same issues and problems, and sitting around that room with those 6 or 7 people, we all realize like we can help each other. We're going through the same stuff. We're all wanting to be better at work. And so a lot of, you know, communication and how to speak better and how to have more patience and, you know, all the things that people need to do at work. And it just was really inspiring to see these people and digging in and helping each other and supporting each other. And that was the overall goal of what clicked in my head is a community of people within Plant 58 that were supporting each other and working, helping them reach their goals.
That's really cool, man. Like, so what started as a pretty personal conversation between you and not just the leader, but really any one of those 300 people, right? Then it now kind of blows up into more of a community type of a setting where people are now opening up about some fairly personal things.
Yeah. Yeah. There's all kinds of things that people write down as their mm-hmm. goals, you know, from they want to be better with money. They want to save up and buy a new car. They want to eat better and be healthy. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. And then I already listed some of the work related ones, but it's just cool to see these people now, you know, they're holding each other accountable to these things.
Yeah.
And I holding each other accountable sounds like a negative thing sometimes, but it's positive. You know, you it's really hard to reach a goal by yourself.
Yeah.
And so when you have a bunch of people around you that are supporting you and challenging you, right? You know, John, did you eat healthy this weekend, you know, or were you at Wendy's or McDonald's or, you know, did you cook? Or, you know, how's your bank account look, right?
Okay.
You got that savings still in there?
These are the kind of conversations that are live.
Live on the floor. Yeah. And that's something we talked about in that first group meeting is let's challenge each other when we see each other.
Wow.
You know, if I run into Bill in the bathroom, you know, hey, Bill. You know, what are you working on this week?
That awkward bathroom conversation.
Yeah. So that's an exciting thing.
It
grows that community spirit of family.
And I that's what I wanted to kind of dig into just a little bit here was that idea of community, which I don't hear that word much like in the workplace, but that's essentially what's happening. I mean, groups form and they get close to each other, but there's a richness to that. And maybe that's why we don't go there oftentimes in the workplace. And then you said family, like what do you mean by that?
Well, the word work family is something you hear every once in a while,
sure.
But what does that really mean is the question. And you know, a family is a group of people that love each other and mm-hmm. depend on each other and support each other and help each other reach goals and fix problems. And that's what a community is too.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of concept.
That's
a community is just a family in a bigger state, I guess.
But yeah, yeah.
That's the idea that all these people are familiar with each other's goals and dreams and they are supporting each other. And
I love it.
They're a community of... Inside of a community, really, because Plant 58 is its own thing. And we have a lot of good stuff going on at Plant 58.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah.
Shout out to Plant 58 real quick.
Right on.
But But yeah, this is a little community inside Plant 58 that's just keeps growing and growing, and who knows what could become of it.
Yeah, so just for a sense of context here, so 300 people is a little community. Well, Plant 58 is about 1,300 people, yes, all told. So, yeah. I mean, it's a large outfit, but to Jeff's point, yeah, it gets even bigger from there.
This episode of Lippert Built to Lead podcast is brought to you by the Lippert Academy for Leadership, the team committed to enhancing your organization's leadership and cultural goals with strategic leadership development programs, on-site training, executive coaching, speaking engagement, and customized solutions. Find out how to get your organization involved at www.lci1.com/academy. Or send us a message at academy@lci1.com. That's academy@lci1.com.
I know that the demand of business has been high here lately, which has brought some pressures with it. So, like, how does that juxtapose with the idea of building this community within and building up your leaders? What are some of the challenges that are built into, like, running a business that's asking a lot of you and that intentionality of building your team?
When you have a lot of people, you know, I would put it like to a sports team or maybe the military almost, right? Where you have a large group of people kind of going in the same direction. You know, it's a challenge to lead that,
sure,
to lead that many people. So one of the cool things I think that's happened out of this is that, you know, some of my leaders that were in it early on that have kind of gotten the concept and are feeling it with me and we've been working on stuff, you know, they're now starting to kind of take teammates on that same journey.
Right.
It's kind of cool to see that happen. And, you know, these people that work out on the production floor are they work hard, man.
Yeah, man.
They work super hard, yep, and they work a lot of hours and, yep, they put forth a lot of effort for this company. And, you know, we're feeding back into them, mm-hmm, with this, and we're listening to what their dreams and aspirations are here at work and outside of work, and helping them get there.
It changes the dynamic in a pretty powerful way, man, I would say. So when we start thinking about all of the pressures and that idea of building a community in there, just for you as the leader, I know we've talked about this in days past, like the idea of connecting with people is important. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because you're a music guy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a big part of your world, not a small part, but a pretty, pretty cool part of your world and a big part. But like, you do a little bit of performance stuff, different venues, you're connecting with people from an entertainment thing. It's like, talk to me about like the similarities, or what are the connecting points with being a musician, a performer, being a leader?
Yeah. So you use the word there, but connecting is just such an important thing, especially as a leader. You know, if you're not connecting with the people, yeah, that you're leading, I mean, you're not doing the right thing there.
Yeah.
And connecting with people is so important when you're trying to show them something, right? I mean, in music, it's the same thing. So I can sit around my kitchen and play my guitar by myself all I want. But
do you ever do that?
Yeah, all the time.
But what's more fun than that?
Nightly. Yeah. I find it fun, but really the fun part of music is getting out in front of people and playing, yeah, and that connecting, playing a song and watching somebody listening to me and maybe swaying back and forth, or, yeah, singing the lyrics back at me. Having somebody sing your own lyrics back at you is something that's pretty special that I don't think about very often. But,
okay,
every once in a while, I get a crowd that knows some songs and sing them back to me. But again, there's that connection.
Nice.
So, and then the other thing with music is you're really putting yourself out there.
Right.
You are.
Sounds a little terrifying, actually.
Yeah. You are sitting, you know, in front of a large group of people and pouring your heart out to,
yeah,
them almost. So.
Yeah. And you write original stuff too. So like it, yeah, gets even more personal.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, people that write songs, I mean, it's a personal thing. You hold it pretty close. So getting out in front of people and sharing that is really putting yourself out there.
Definitely.
And being, you know, it's being courageous almost, you know, it's taking a risk. And I think, you know, leadership down that same road is the same. I mean,
yeah,
you got to put yourself out there.
Absolutely.
You got to take risks and you've got to be open and honest.
Yeah.
Like you would in a song, and,
yeah,
you know, the best songs are honest.
Yeah.
And you know, so music and leadership you know, they're not side by side, but they jive together for sure.
I hear it, man. I hear it. And I appreciate you for sticking your neck out and putting yourself out there, I guess is how you said it a moment ago, with your teams, because it's making a huge difference. I guess it also makes it would do justice to the fact that your small group of seven or eight people that you got going, like you built some momentum there with that community, right? And you're actually connecting with a few more along the way.
We've had, I think five or six in the first couple weeks. Yeah. That was our main core group, but we're up into the 20 some people range now. Nice. And that community just keeps growing.
Yeah.
I run the awning department, but we're kind of branching out and getting other departments involved.
Nice.
I think it's exciting stuff.
I dig it. I love it. So I asked Jeff to do something for us today, just in the name of like understanding a little bit better, like the way that he leads. And so he brought his guitar at my request to share something very personal with us. And again, I love that idea of what leadership and performance and music have to, how they kind of hold hands with each other, I guess. So Jeff's bringing some original music to us today. And you're working on an album right now. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. I should have an album out within a month or so.
Yeah.
I've been in the studio and working on some new tunes.
Yeah. And you're out in the community kind of gigging from time to time.
Yep. 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 You'll catch me on the weekends out and about.
Right. I love it, man. So I guess without any more delay, man, take it away. We'd love to hear what you're working on these days and can't wait for the album next month.
All right. Yeah. This is a song off the new album. Nobody's heard it yet. So this is kind of a debut, but it's called Our Spot. Waiting on the moonlight, that's when we come alive. Slip your pretty little hand in mine, baby, let's take a ride. We're gonna drive down a dirt road, we know right where to go, where we could be alone. Yeah. At our spot, hidden out of sight, no one can find us, girl, we got all night. Turn off your cell phone and I'll turn off mine. There's no need to hurry, got plenty of time. Get in your car and drive out of that parking lot and meet me at our spot. Well, I remember the day that you showed it to me. Took me past the county line sign out in the country. Well, it's hard to believe it was that long ago, but baby, I'm ready to go to our spot, hidden out of sight. No one can find us, girl, we got all night. Turn off your cell phone and I'll turn off mine. There's no need to hurry, got plenty of time. Get in your car and drive out of that parking lot and meet me at our spot. There's no bright lights or neon signs. Can kick it on back and just unwind. Maybe play a little something on my old guitar. Maybe sip a little something out of a jar. At our spot, hidden out of sight. No one can find us, girl, we got all night. Turn off your cell phone and I'll turn off mine. There's no need to hurry, got plenty of time. Get in your car and drive out of that parking lot and meet me at our spot. Meet me at our spot. Meet me at our spot.
It's fantastic, man. I like that. Have you done that live yet?
Nope.
Haven't you?
That's the first time I've played it.
I think
it
you got a winner
anybody.
There, my friend.
Thank you.
That's going to be a favorite. Our spot. Dig it, man. It's funny, isn't it? Like just how, like, I don't know what the songwriting process is like, but so much of what we do as leaders is communicate with people as part of the connection, you know, the method of communication that we use. So yeah. Really cool stuff there, man. Any final thoughts or words before we wrap things up here today, Jeff?
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody out there, you know, that's leading people to be intentional about it. Think about, you know, your teammates and who they are and what they do and just, you know, mold that and guide that,
right,
and just be the best leader you can be and care about people and do all the right things.
Yeah, and go ahead and be creative too, right?
Yeah.
So I love that, man. Really appreciate you putting yourself out there with our teammates here at our work spot, you know, Plant 58 here in Elkhart.
Very
but
nice.
Hey, Jeff, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thanks for sharing your journey and some of the ways in which you approach leadership. I think it's really powerful. It's having a really cool impact on our people here. So thanks, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. And then, hey, listen, if you're listening to us today at the Built to Lead podcast, let you know if there's anything that we can do to help you on your leadership journey, please just contact us at academy@lci1.com. academy@lci1.com. Again, our guest today has been Jeff Cole. And Jeff, thanks again. My name is Edgar Cabello, the Leadership Director here, and we will talk to you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us, and know that together we can use the 40 or 50 hours a week we have to influence and impact others and truly make business a force for good in this world. If you don't mind, do me a favor and leave your comments for us and share this episode with a few people. The world needs this message. Thanks again for joining us.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast belong solely to the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the view or mission of Lippert Components Incorporated.